My sins needed to be punished. He took the punishment for me. And three, confess that he's Lord. Confess it out loud publicly. Admit, you know what? I want Jesus Christ to take care of my sins. And I want Jesus not only to be my Savior, I want him to be my Lord. At that moment, you're a part of his family. You can be a member of a church, but not be a part of his family. And so I want to ask, with every head bowed and every eye closed today, if you're here and you say that, you just described me. Christ to come into my life. And I want the 11th, 2016 to be that time. And I want this altar to be that place where I invite Christ into my life. If that's you, just raise your hand up nice and high, as long as, until I can see you. Yeah, I see your hand. I see your hand there. God bless you. Yeah, I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. Who else? Who else is here in this building today in the balcony? Yes, God bless you. I see your hand, ma'am. Amen. Who else? From the balcony to the front of the building, if you're in this place and you say, I don't have that relationship with Christ, I don't know a better day to start than to start today. I would know no better season than Christmas to go into Christmas saying, you know what? I just don't believe the Christmas story. I believe in Christ. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? I don't want to miss you. You can look up at me. I'll tell you what I would like to do next to make this real. Jesus said, if we come to him, we come to him publicly. This is not my plan. Secondly, I'm not asking you to join this church. While you're more than welcome to. You're not coming for more than anything than what the Bible said. If you're to serve him publicly, he will acknowledge you publicly in heaven. And if that's you and you raise your hand, I would pray that you'd find somebody to come with you and say, you know what? I'm gonna do it God's way. This is not Charleston's way. This is God's way. It's the Bible way. And you're going to make your way to this altar. Come on now. They're coming already. Say, I want to make a decision. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. I'm going to serve Jesus Christ. Come. Come. Praise God. Praise God. There are others that raise their hand. I want to just kind of give you another moment. Give you that nudge. You know what? You say, I'm going to make that decision. When you make a decision publicly, my wife and I, we got married publicly because I wanted everybody to know that we came into this relationship together. And when you serve God, you want everybody to know, I don't belong to myself anymore. I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Altar workers, where are you? Altar workers, where are you? Come, come, come. Praise God. Well, good morning. What's your name, sir? Hey, Roger, I'm Matt. I'm doing better now that you're here. Bless you, Roger. Ma'am, what's your name? Tiffany. I'm so glad that you're here today. Yeah. Are you glad? I know you are. You don't look it. It's the Holy Spirit. You know what's happening is that burden that you've been carrying is starting to leave. And it's like the relief is there and you have an emotional reaction, right? It's awesome. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Let's pray this way together. All right, folks, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross, taking the payment, the punishment for mankind's sin. Thank you that when you're on the cross, you had this day in mind. That you love me. You have great concern for me. Up till today, I've not had that relationship with you. But I want that more than anything. Please forgive me from all my sins. I'm turning my back on the old ways of living that only brought pain and hurt. Now, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to have joy, peace, and the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm completely forgiven. Not one sin stains my heart anymore. I am brand new. It's a brand new day. I have hope, and it's real. Thank you, Jesus. For coming into my life, helping me serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God, somebody. Lord, I pray for these precious lives today. Thank you for them. Lord, I don't know what they've gone through in their lives, but God, at this point, all of it works on their behalf. Everything that's happened in the past that's come against you, going to start working for you. Because you've served Him, get ready for God to repay you, for God to rebuild you, and for God to restore your life for His glory and for your good, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hey, these folks have got Bibles. They're going to help you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time for what He's done today. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock, or next Saturday night at 5 o'clock, or next Sunday night at 5 o'clock. God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. We may